This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the Apple event, where they normally brandish a new iPhone. Probably not today. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Apple's September event has traditionally been a big show.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Steve Jobs Theater.
But it's 2020. This year, there won't be any crowds, and there probably won't be a new version of the company's big moneymaker, the iPhone. Angelo Zeno, an analyst at CFRA, says that's because
there have been supply chain issues.
Zeno says Apple is probably going to announce an updated iPad and a new watch. A phone needs all kinds of chips and semiconductors for wireless connectivity.
Whereas you may not need that in every single Apple watch.
Apple will probably debut its 5G-connected iPhone next month, not only because of the supply chain issues, but also because releasing the phone later may help Apple move more of them, says Zeno.
As you get closer to that holiday selling season, you're almost guaranteed that demand should be stronger.
Even before the pandemic, Apple was pushing products that were skimpier on the hardware, says Third Bridge analyst Scott Kessler.
What Apple's really been doing is almost de-emphasizing the importance of the iPhone by increasingly investing in and innovating in some of these other areas.
Namely content, says Mike Smith, a professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Last year, Apple launched its video streaming service. This year, he says, the company may bundle its services, music, news, TV, and cloud storage, and sell it as a single subscription.
This is a way for Apple to transition from being a hardware company to a services company that also sells hardware.
And the thing about services, says Smith,
you don't have to rely on that traditional supply chain and the distribution chain.
Plus, he says, bundling and hosting all that content would give Apple more information about its customers. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.